Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to this scripture, sermon, and prayer for Sunday, September 6th. We begin with opening sentences in a prayer. With nature and all its diversity and beauty, we gather in praise to God. With neighbors in person and virtually, we gather in praise to God. With Jesus, who promised his presence always, we gather in praise to God. At this place and time, heaven and earth embrace, and may all God's people find a home. Eternal God, creator of the skies above, Jesus Christ, lover of the earth and its creatures, Holy Spirit, giver of all gracious gifts, we pray that you would be present among us, enliven us, and make us new. Amen. Our scripture lesson for this Sunday is the Old Testament lesson for the day. It comes from the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 14. We'll read an edited version of this passage, as it's found on the eve, we might say, of Israel's exodus, departure from Egypt. We hear as Moses is given instructions for the people regarding the event and memorialization of the Passover. Listen carefully for the word of God. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, "Tell the people of Israel that on the 10th of this month they are to take a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole people of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the doorposts and the lintel of their houses. They shall eat the lamb that night, roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning, you shall burn. You shall eat it fully dressed, with sandals on your feet and staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and on all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day shall be a remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. Throughout your generations, you shall observe it as a perpetual ordinance." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In the midst of a summer, or better said, a year, filled with destructive and disruptive events, it should not surprise us that the landfall of one of the most powerful hurricanes on record, that is Hurricane Laura, came and went from the front page as quickly as it has. I suppose we have to thank the fact that it did not strike a major city like New Orleans or Houston, that the storm surge was not as severe as it could have been, or that the death toll was light, I say that in quotes, light at least in comparison to storms like Rita and, of course, Katrina that devastated the region a few years ago. While the nation was keenly aware of Laura's approach to the Gulf Coast, its aftermath turned out to be a relative non-event for much of the country, except, of course, for persons living in or around the small city of Lake Charles, Louisiana, which has been largely devastated by the winds, if not the waves, associated with this storm. I can only imagine what it must be like to live in a part of the country or in a part of the world in which the call to pack up and evacuate in the face of impending disaster, whatever that disaster might be, natural or human caused, the call to pack up and evacuate is frequent, if not commonplace, experience. But so it is along the Gulf Coast and certain other places where people must watch out for such things, must know how to pack quickly and get out of town, all the while wondering what they will find when and if they ever return, depending on the circumstance. Rewind to the story of the Exodus, a part of which we read this morning, that larger story of Israel's escape or deliverance from Egypt. In this case, we're reading the instructions regarding the Passover, both the event and the memorialization of that event. In anticipation of which, Moses and Aaron were instructed to tell the people to eat in a hurry, to be ready to leave at a moment's notice, to leave nothing behind. Perhaps it was Hurricane Laura or the general unsettledness of these days that caused my attention to be caught by those aspects of the Passover instruction to be prepared, to be quick, to be ready to leave. It made me think about other circumstances in which people have had to evacuate their towns or their homes in the face of natural events like storms or fires or even earthquakes, or in the face of times of war or persecution or general unrest, or even in more personal moments of domestic violence and danger or medical emergency. No time to waste. Grab a bite and go. Take what you can carry. Who knows when you'll be coming back, if ever. The difference, of course, in these more ordinary disaster evacuations, if we might use the term ordinary, at least as compared with the story we read from the Bible this morning, different in these more ordinary occasions is the absence of any guarantee or promise of safety, such as the Israelites were promised by virtue of blood on the doorposts and lintels of their modest, or dare I say, meager dwellings. From what I have seen, not many houses were passed over in Lake Charles last week. Of course, the Passover, as it was remembered and then memorialized, ritualized by the Israelites, was the occasion of Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. And from there, it became the template for our observance of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper in Christian tradition. What is often overlooked in our ordinary administration of the sacrament around the table in our sanctuary, accompanied by polished implements and clean linens, was the urgency and the unsettledness of the meal that Jesus shared with his friends, not to mention the same of its ancient antecedent. The Israelites were out the door early next morning after their Passover meal. The disciples hardly had time to wash the holiday dishes before Jesus was on his way to the cross, and they were running from their lives from the authorities. Perhaps our makeshift arrangements this morning hint at that unsettledness and urgency. If not our own, then perhaps those celebrating the sacrament this morning in Lake Charles, or in the Napa Valley of California, or in Kenosha, or in an emergency room downtown. Be ready to go. Be fully dressed. Leave nothing behind. In that spirit, I would like to dedicate our observance of the sacrament this morning, spiritual though it may be, to those communities and individuals whose situations are urgent or uncertain today. Perhaps they are cleaning up after the storm or after the fire. Perhaps they are wondering how their city will find not simply a superficial law and order, but rather deep justice and peace. Perhaps they are picking up the pieces of their individual lives after some personal trauma of body, spirit, relationship, circumstance. Even if the destruction has not passed over them, but rather bowled over them, may they feel God's presence and strength. May they feel our thoughts and prayers and hopefully our actions to aid them through the recovery and rebuilding of life and community. Such would be a worthy observance of the sacrament by us today. Back to Hurricane Laura for a moment. As you might be aware, our family happened to be on the Outer Banks of North Carolina when its remnants, and I emphasize remnants, passed over Cape Hatteras on its way out to sea. Coincidentally, we were sitting down at dinner when the wind picked up and the rain came down in sheets. Enough severity to occasion a wondering look out the window. It was a brief, albeit impressive, squall line. No damage done, of course, thankfully. But nonetheless, enough to make me think for a moment about those persons for whom they're packing up and leaving in the face of Hurricane Laura or some other urgent matter will be remembered for years to come. May this morning's sacrament be an occasion for us to remember those who, wherever, whenever, and for whatever reason, have had to gather up what they could carry, grab a quick bite to eat, and go quickly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning, September 6th, is a Sacrament Sunday, a Communion Sunday at Walnut Hill, and those who will be gathering in person in outdoor setting will be celebrating the sacrament spiritually, as we've already alluded to in the homily. Our prayers also are those which typically might accompany the observance of the sacrament. So whatever your context as you're listening to this scripture, sermon, and prayer, may it be an opportunity for you to remember the sacrament and your observance of it in the past and your observance of it in the future. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to God, our Maker. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right to offer our thanksgivings, O Lord. Your servant Jesus came among us and lived a gospel of compassion and peace. Many rejoiced in what they saw, but others were threatened and tried to silence the good news. By the power of your love, you raised his voice again, and he continues to live and speak through your people everywhere. Therefore, we add our voices to the angels and the saints of all times and places, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Glory be to you, O Lord Most High. This morning we remember that urgent and uncertain meal that Jesus shared with his disciples, as it reminds us of all those who live in situations of urgency and uncertainty around circumstances of health, racial justice, employment, or simply paying their monthly bills. Fill us with your Spirit as we remember them, and fill them with your Spirit as they live through these days. All these prayers we offer in the Spirit of Jesus, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. If you can imagine receiving the bread on a communion Sunday, perhaps these words might be appropriate. May the Spirit of Christ, the living bread, strengthen those whose lives have been disrupted and threatened in these days. Amen. And as you can imagine, remember and imagine receiving the wine. May the love of Christ, the living water, quench the thirst of those whose circumstances leave them thirsty in body or spirit. Amen. O God, as you have nourished our spirits in these moments, so nourish our neighbors. And may we seek the opportunity to transform our thoughts and prayers into acts of compassion on their behalf. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, my friends, may the everlasting God shield us wherever we go. The blessing of God the Creator be upon us. The blessing of God the Redeemer be upon us. The blessing of God the Sustainer be upon us. The blessing of the Trinity be upon us now and forevermore. Amen.